Once again, good afternoon. Great afternoon. We are grateful that God has allowed us to come together yet another Friday to hear of his good word and just to give him all praise. I am thankful for each of you that are on today. I'm thankful that he's blessed us for life. I'm thankful that he's breathed life into us and allowed us to live another day. So grateful for the opportunity to share with you. And we're going to get right into the word on today. But just before we get into the word, I want to pray over the word. Father, we thank you. We give you praise. We honor you for truly this is the day that you have made. And God, we are thankful. God, even as I look outside and have been outside, it's been a beautiful day. And God, we thank you for your creation. We ask, oh God, that even as I deliver the word of inspiration that you have given me to share, I pray, oh God, that you will use me, that you will anoint my lips and speak through me, and that you will touch the ears and the hearts of those who are going to hear this word, whether today or during the recording. Father, I pray, oh God, that you will let it be a blessing to them. It is in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Yesterday evening, I was praying, asking God, what should I share as a word of inspiration during this week's inspiration prayer call? And I remember receiving a text message, excuse me, from a friend a couple of months ago, where my friend shared some beautiful pictures of flowers that were blooming around her house. And as I began to admire the pictures, I was reminded of God's beautiful handiwork. And oftentimes in life, we tend to move too fast and we fail to pay attention of the natural beauty that's all around us. And so today, what I want to do is I want to encourage you throughout this word of inspiration that is entitled, Don't Forget to Look for God's Beauty. Don't forget to look for God's beauty. We all know that life is full of ups and downs, but even when life's roller coaster rides goes up and down, I believe God wants us to, or God wants to remind us of his beautiful creation. And there are a lot of incredible things on this earth that God has given us to enjoy. Sometimes in the midst of challenges, we need to be reminded that we live in a beautiful world full of gorgeous trees and breathtaking mountains and immense oceans and amazing sunsets. I'm reminded of several years ago when I went to Martha's Vineyard for the first time, and we went to one of the beaches. I can't remember the name of the beach, but it was during sunset, excuse me. And while the sun was setting, the sunset was just absolutely gorgeous. Oh my, I have never seen a sunset like that. But as the sun was setting, and once the sun had completely set, everybody at the beach began to applaud. This is something that they did because it's such a beautiful sight. And then I began to think, when was the last time we applauded God for his handiwork, for his creation? I thought that time was so amazing to me. But when was the last time that you applauded God for his great creation? Lisa just shared with us that she's going to be going to the beach. So let us just embrace what God has given us. Nature is beautiful. We sometimes experience bright, sunny mornings with the birds singing and dew sparkling on the grass. And all of these things that we may take for granted are truly a gift from God. And I've come to realize that it is when we look at the world through the eyes of God that we come to appreciate just how fantastic this world is, just how fantastic God's creation is. And so while I was looking at my friend's beautiful flowers, it was a reminder to stop and embrace God's beauty no matter what life throws you, no matter what curveball comes your way. Don't forget to embrace God's beauty. The Bible says over in John, the first chapter in verse 3, it says, all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. And everything that God made was good, according to Genesis 1, 1 through 31. So everything that God created, when we look at Genesis 1, verses 1 through 31, he says every time he finishes that it is good. And I just want to encourage everyone on today, no matter how chaotic life may be, you can always find beauty if you would just look for it. In dark times, look for God's beauty. In uncertain times, look for God's beauty. In times of confusion, look for God's beauty. In times of joy, look for God's beauty. In times of sadness, look for God's beauty. In times of lack, look for God's beauty. In times of increase, look for God's beauty. In times like these, life is crazy sometimes, but look for God's beauty. There will be times when you will have to look for the beautiful, just a little bit harder, but know that it is there waiting to be recognized by you. God created everything that is out here. Let us embrace it. Whatever you do, don't stop looking. Don't forget to look for God's beauty. And the scripture says, the heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hands. Take time this holiday weekend and look at God's creation. Look at the trees. From one time when they were bare, now they're blooming. And just a couple of months from now, they're going to be bare again. Look for God's beauty. Watch the birds perch on your gate or even on your car or wherever. Watch and look for God's beauty. Enjoy the chirping of the birds. There are these birds that are in my neighborhood. I call them fighting birds because they're always fighting with each other. But look for God's beauty. I even have a rose bush and some shrubs, and birds tend to build their nest there, but the nest represents life. There's beauty and there's life during hard times and during good times. Sit on your porch, on your patio, or your wherever you can look outside, and just take in the breeze and just accept the beauty and allow the breeze to embrace your skin and just embrace what God has created. Can I tell you to even look in the mirror? Look at who he created. He created you. You are God's beautiful handiwork. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. You have been called by him. Look at God's beauty. Every aspect of life can draw us into the word of God. So let me leave you with just a few scriptures to meditate on during the week. And the one I already quoted is Psalms 19 and 1. Psalms 19 and 1 says, the heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hand. Then Romans 1 and 20 says, for ever since the world was created, people have seen the earth and sky. Through everything God made, they can clearly see his invisible qualities, this eternal power and divine nature. So they have no excuse for not knowing God. And that's the New Living Translation. And then Psalms 95, verses 4 and 5, and that's the New King James Version I'm going to read. It says, in his hand are the deep places of the earth. The heights of the hills are his also. The sea is his. He made it, and his hands formed the dry land. I just want to encourage each of you to sit in the stillness of God's presence a few times the rest of this weekend. What do I mean in the stillness? Turn off the TV, turn off the music, and just sit in his stillness. Go outside and just embrace his beauty. Don't forget to look for God's beauty. This is the word of inspiration on today, a word of inspiration that I pray has inspired you to take in that all that God has created, to take in and know that he created it just for you. Take it personally. This creation was made for you. Everything that was created on purpose with purpose. And that is including you. You were created on purpose with purpose. And everything that we look around and we go outside and the trees and the grass and everything, the birds and the flowers, was created on purpose with purpose. May we appreciate what God has created and not take God's creation for granted. This is the word of inspiration on today. Now let us go and have a word of prayer at this time.